question. My process has been that the more I look within, and I've been working very hard at looking, the more I realize that I really don't want peace, and that I don't want to believe this course, and that I don't believe what you're saying. And it's very frustrating.
It's frustrating if you think that your goal is peace. It's liberating when you realize that my goal is to see how much I don't want peace. You know, we talked the other day, yesterday, about setting the goal. If your goal is peace, you're doomed to frustration and failure. If your goal, however, is to realize how much you don't want peace, that you could handle, that you could manage. And if you could look at how much you don't want peace and be peaceful about it, then you will attain peace. You don't want to skip over steps. What you want to do as you study the course is to set a realistic goal for yourself. The real world is not a realistic goal. That's the ultimate goal of the course, but that's not a realistic goal. The attainment of peace, which the course says is the goal, is not a realistic goal either. Because you're gonna just feel frustrated and angry at yourself and even more guilty and depressed. Because you're skipping over steps. The way you attain peace is you understand what the obstacles to peace are. And remember, the first obstacle to peace is the desire to be rid of it. All right. Coinciding with the first obstacle to peace is the attraction of guilt. The second obstacle to peace is the attraction of pain. The third obstacle to peace is the attraction of death. So the way that you find peace is to go through these obstacles. The fourth obstacle is the fear of God, which is the fear of love. Notice that what the process is the way you attain peace is you look at the obstacles. Right? The attraction of guilt, which is the desire to be rid of peace, the attraction of pain, the attraction of death, and the fear of love, the fear of God. So that the realistic goal is to be aware of how much you don't want peace. And when you could forgive yourself for that, then the obstacles will fall away, and then what will be left will be the real peace. So again, shift what your goal is. See, the Bliss Ninny students of the course are those who think their goal is peace in the real world and love. And because they think that's their goal, they think they've achieved it. And all that they've done is driven all their guilt and their specialness even more deeply into their minds, and they don't know it's there. Again, the process of this course is to work through this stuff. One of the advantages of coming to the course after having an experience with psychotherapy, either as a patient or as a therapist, is you have developed a healthy respect for guilt, for the unconscious. And you realize, if you've been through therapy, that you don't disappear like that. Your guilt doesn't disappear like that. When it does, we have a name for that. It's called the flight into health. When you see a patient once or twice and they're cured, all that's happened is that they got terrified of the process and they decided, I'm much better off the way I was. But I think I'm healed now. Right? But if you go through a process of therapy, or again, on either side of the couch, you realize that this takes quite a while, and it means looking at your own stuff, and that's not easy. Right? So that then you won't fall to the trap of thinking just because Jesus says you're a son of God at one with your Father that you believe that. It's true in reality, but you don't believe it. Therefore, may take as your goal in working with this that you want to see how much you don't want peace, how terrified you are of Jesus. Right? And how much you use your world as a justification for why you feel separated from love and peace. Remember, you take your guilt over pushing Jesus away, you then push your guilt down into your unconscious, and then you push it out, and you can't wait for somebody to mistreat you and victimize you. Because now your ego strategy has been fulfilled. Because now you know why you're so upset. It's because somebody didn't fulfill the role in my dream that I assigned them. So again, take as your goal in studying the course to get in touch with how much you don't want to learn this course. And when you could forgive yourself for that, then you will begin to experience that love and that peace.